Hey, Vanya. What's going on?
Sorry. Hi. I just realized I think you're loud in my microphone. So my headphones. So you were being picked up on the the old, but I think it's okay.
So on your mic. Okay. Hi.
Am I showing up?
Okay, cool.
Hi, Mike.
I feel like I've said this before, but like your camera, like the focus of your camera is so different than mine.
Really?
Like it's as though you're recording video on portrait mode. Like you are so crisp and then the background is like sort of hazy. Can you see that on your own?
I can't. I can only see me in like a tiny little, I can't really see, but I can see you.
Oh, I guess
you
that makes sense. It's the same. Anyways, you look great as well. How's it going? How are you doing today?
Good. It's going good. I got back from another trip. I feel a little like sheepish saying that I went on another trip and it was fun without kids or my husband.
I mean, I think that's amazing because you haven't really done that.
I haven't. Not since last year when we went to Virginia.
Right. Yeah. So that's fun. How was your trip then?
It was great. I flew from LAX to MCI, which is like the Kansas City airport, which is like tinier than Tri-Cities airport.
Oh, yeah.
Which is surprising to me because I feel like that area, Kansas City, Missouri, right? But like you're in like kind of a metropolis type area of the Kansas and Missouri and the line. And yeah, it was a tiny, teeny, tiny airport. We could barely get a car because we landed late.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's the one thing I won't say this because I have enough of could do without this week's. But yeah, the Uber situation, the Lyft situation was ridiculous. But anyways, we flew in for a wedding, our good friend Kate Giesel. So when I say we, Avern and I flew in, I stayed with her mom and dad and it was great. I mean, it was so nice. The area is so beautiful. Everything's turning, like the leaves are turning for fall. It was like not too cold, not too hot. It was beautiful. I got to see my friends from New York. I got to see Samara and Ashley and a bunch of other people. And that was so fun. We danced so hard at the wedding. I think that possibly my friend Kate's family might think we're crazy. I was seriously on the dance floor the entire time. But it was good. And then at the end of the wedding, we were trying to get a Uber to like another after place to go. And, you know, I love Lizzo, but I'm mad at her a little bit because apparently she was having a concert down the road and we didn't get a car for like an hour. It was just, it was a nightmare. It was a nightmare. And it was cold. It was cold then and I didn't bring a coat because I'm an idiot from LA, which is like, I don't need a coat. It's hot. So, but yeah. And then by the time we were coming home, I felt so happy to be home. But Mike, I remember you mentioning the last time you flew when you were coming in from Atlanta, how the turbulence was like, turbulence doesn't bother me either. But going in, we were on like, I swear to God, we were like in an old 737. And I was sitting by the window and just trying to kind of like relax and sort of maybe shut my eyes a little bit. But every time the freaking turbulence, it like shook the whole plane. It was terrifying. And I kept thinking, I am not afraid of this. This is I'm going to shit my pants. I might shit my pants in fear. But we got there. It was fine. And on the way home, it was complete smooth sailing. And yeah. That's all. But it was fun. It was really great. Oh, my God. Anyways, I could go on and on. But no, we had
no,
a good
go
time.
On and on. Tell me more. Tell me
more.
I love it.
There was one more thing that I could add to my digging, but I'm just going to say it. So my friend Avern, her mom has the same size shoe as me. Okay, this is such an asshole thing. I have smallish feet and I'm not trying to be a dick about it. My feet are so small. But truthfully, I have really thin feet. So my feet don't fit in shoes all my life. They don't fit very good. They either like they slide around. It's been frustrating me my entire life of like shoes, right? So Avern's mom is fancy and she just had two hip replacements so she can't wear any of her heels anymore and you know, whatever. I got 12 pairs of shoes from her.
Oh, fun.
And some of them are extremely nice and some of them are like funky. Like I got some cowboy boots with some fringe. I got a pair of Stuart Weitzman. I mean, I'm telling you, Mike, I don't know. I almost passed out with joy because that's where my like happy lies is shoes.
Yeah.
And especially shoes that fit. I don't know how to extend my gratitude back to Betsy Mackey. That's her name. Thank you, baby. Love you. Oh, my God. But yeah, it's crazy. So, and none of her, she has four girls, and none of them have her shoe size. And I'm like, happy to oblige. I'll do, you know. So yeah.
Did you like ship them home? Or did you actually pack them?
I packed them. Between Averyn and I rolled everything. And between her stuff, my backpack, and my suitcase, we got them all in.
That's amazing. Yeah. Because I was just having this conversation with Annabelle about how, like, shoes are what mess you up in packing. Because, like...
100%.
It's really hot. Like, you have to, like, decide on, like, what two pair of shoes you
want. And you
want
to take tennis shoes to run, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, good for you. Thank 12 you. Pairs of shoes. That feels like a feat of some kind, not to be punny.
I love a pun. How was your week?
Oh, my gosh. Where do I start? I have so many things to talk about. So let's merrily this and start from the most recent, which is that I had people over last night for a little Halloween get together. Which was super fun. Yeah. Like, you know that every year I'm like, I want to have people over, and I've done it a few times. But you know, the last couple of years have been dicey in getting together with people. So, you know, it was a small gathering, but it was super fun, and we carved pumpkins. I'll send you a picture of the pumpkins that Jesse and then Ryan, who was one of the guys that came to Fire Island with us, he came over last night, and we carved pumpkins, and then we had Hocus Pocus playing on the TV because Annabelle had never seen it. Well, we kind of wanted to, like, background.
Yep.
I was going to watch Hocus Pocus 2, but, like, I actually want to, like, watch that. You know,
yes.
So we put on the first one just to sort of, like, background so that we didn't have to be paying attention. And then, like, in theory, we were going to watch Halloween 4, which is kind of, I wouldn't say it's my favorite scary movie, but it's my favorite of the Halloween movies.
Okay.
And then on it, we didn't. Like, we just ended up having fun talking and, like, just sort of, like, sitting around. We were so much food. I will say that I walked, there's a Target, like, a mile from my apartment. It's actually, like, a nice, pleasant walk. They didn't end up having anything that I really needed, so it was kind of like a waste of a walk. And I ended up just getting food at, like, there's, like, a food town, the big one down the street.
Yep, I like that
had
one.
All this, like, yeah, they had all this, because, like, you know, I can't do the gluten, and I had people coming over that can't have dairy and people that can't have nuts. And they actually, I think it's Ian's, maybe, is this brand that does, like, no allergy,
no,
like, chicken nuggets.
Joy.
Yeah, no joy. No, they were pretty good. The funny thing is that they're, like, allergen free, but I can't help but think about my dad, because my dad was actually allergic to corn, which is what they use instead of all the others. So, like, you
That's
know,
crazy.
he couldn't have eaten anything at my Halloween party. But it was like, honestly, checking out was so funny at the supermarket, because I just had, like, allergen free fish sticks, chicken nuggets, and, like, fries. Like, it looked like I was throwing a Halloween party for, like, second graders with special needs. It looked very
that's so fun.
Kids menu, but it was awesome. And, like, who doesn't want to just eat, like, chicken fingers and french fries, which is basically what we had. And I bought, like, two huge bags of candy. I have so much candy in my apartment.
My
like I don't yeah I'm gonna have to, like, take it into work or something like that, because there's just oh, and then Annabelle brought over this, like, dark chocolate covered caramel with sea salt that are I don't even know where she... Don't tell me where you bought them, Annabelle. Like, I don't want to know. They're so good. I actually do think that I know where they're from.
Yum.
They're so good. So there's a lot of sugar in my apartment right now. I'm trying not to eat it all. And then, of course, I stayed up until 4 o'clock in the morning watching Halloween 4. So that's why I texted you around noon and was like, can we do, like, 3 something?
Absolutely.
I'm, like, barely getting my life together right now.
That works for me every Tuesday, because I'm always volunteering at the school. So
sweet. What are you doing as a volunteer? I know we've kind of talked about it, but what stuff do you do?
So I volunteer. I do library, and I help them pick out a book, and they're so hilarious. This is, like, TK, which is transitional kindergarten here in LA. I think it's called pre-K, mm-hmm. where y'all are at, on the East Coast. But they're, like, they're children. They're like babies almost. It's like they're 4-year-olds, and some are 5, and they have to pick out a book. And I lay the books out, so we're in the library, but they can only pick the books from the table. It is like herding cats, and everybody's coughing, my son is, like, holding on to me. He's so excited that I'm there, but he's also like, Mom, he starts acting like a baby and talking like a baby. And I'm like, oh, please don't do that.
Yeah.
I understand, though. I mean, you know, it's like, he's excited that I'm there. And then I usually do, like, some sort of an art thing with them or read to them after. We check out the book. Today, the teacher had me carving pumpkins, Mike.
Oh.
I carved 3 pumpkins. And here's the thing. We only have, like, the one, the carver with, like, the maybe, like, a 3-inch blade. So I'm like, and these are, like I said, they're 4-year-olds, and everybody wants to put their fingers. I'm like, put it, get your fingers away from the so yeah, anyways, but it all went through. Once I did like an eye, I was like, okay, who gets to pull the eye out? And then as soon as they did, because we didn't take out the stuff in the middle until at the end, after we pulled out all the pieces of the face. And when the stuff, when they'd pull out like an eye or a nose, all the gunk would come out and we'd all go, ew. It was super fun. So yeah, that's what I'm doing.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I do. That's an interesting process because I always scrape the stuff out before I carve anything.
I think you're supposed to, but I thought it might be more fun to be gross about it.
Yeah, that's kind of funny that you got to do the gross stuff. And I do every year like relearn, like you want to really scoop it out. I get a little lazy with the scoop out.
Yeah.
And then when I carve, I have like little tendrils that are like coming down through. Yeah. So I have to go back and like, yeah, anyway.
Yeah, it's tough. I think there's a trick. Isn't there like a trick where you like burn it in the inside a little bit?
Oh, I have no idea.
I'll look it up.
But that's interesting. I'll get back to you. Yeah. So yeah, besides that, my week has been, I ended up managing the restaurant on Sunday night because our poor manager had worked like 11 shifts in a row. It all went fine. It's that thing where, the thing about managing a restaurant is that it's mostly super boring with like a catastrophe. Like you have nothing to do and then something horrible goes wrong and it's like,
no.
Oh my God, this is like having to like fix this thing. But both of like the, like those, like we showed up and someone had locked the bathroom door from inside. So we didn't have a bath, like we couldn't get into the bathroom.
What?
It was kind of insane. Like, thankfully, I now know how to pick a lock using a Metro card, which is how we were able to get into the bathroom and open it. So like,
I'm surprised that's the first time this has happened.
Yeah, it happened once at the other location, and I think they kind of did a similar thing where they were able to like get in. It's a weird situation. But anyway, so that was fine. And then what was something else happened? Oh, just the silliest thing where we have these like tablets outside that you can put the order in if you're waiting on the tables outside. And for some reason they weren't working. And I literally learned that all we had to do was just like, we'd moved the hutch like 6 feet away from the restaurant. And it just, that was all that it took for them to suddenly not connect to the Wi-Fi. So all the little catastrophes got solved early in the shift. And other than a screaming fight that happened at the end of the night at a table. Oh yeah, it was very dramatic. And I can't even say like a screaming match. Only one person was screaming, but it was.
Wait, like
welcome to New York.
Two patrons screaming or was it a...
So we had a reservation for a four top, 3 adults, 1 child. When they showed up, it was actually 4 adults and 1 child. And the difference between 4 and 5 at restaurants is very big.
It's a longer wait, trust me.
Yeah. 3 and 4 is not that big of a deal. 4 and 5 is a big deal. Yeah. Like it's just how it works. The end of the beginning of this story is they ended up being 7 altogether, 6 adults and 1 child, which is also we had to like redo the floor and it was kind of but it's fine. It's that thing where like as a server, I get annoyed and as a manager, I'm like, oh, just fix it. Like, just make it. It's fine. It's going to be okay. And I think there had been some kind of tension where like someone felt they hadn't been invited and it just showed up. And that's why it was a bigger thing. And I think they played nice for the entire dinner. And then when it came time for the check, a comment was made about something and then the screaming began of like, you don't want to try me. I am not the one. I am not the two. I was invited. Like, it was a very, very loud. And yeah, it was very, there were only like 4 tables left at the time, but like everyone was just like, handed, like just watching. Just no one knows what I just did, which is put my face in my hands. So like, you know, just like watching the entertainment.
Yeah.
It was a bit much, but it was fine. It was honestly fine. You know, it was much easier than the night before in which, so I work at a restaurant that on a weekend would have 6 servers on the floor. We already only had 5. And then how do I say this diplomatically? Someone did not last for the shift. Let's just put it that way.
Uh-oh.
So suddenly we had 4 people on a Saturday night when we're supposed to have 6. It ended fine. It was very stressful. It was very like, just once again, I know I've said it before, when you go out to eat, be kind. Like, you
just
don't know. Yeah, you don't know what your server's going through. And to be fair, everyone was very nice. You could see. I mean, I think that we did a good job of like keeping up with it, but like it was clearly evident that we were working very, very hard. And I got a table of 4, and I don't know the best way to tell this story other than everything was fine. There was one weird little thing where like they didn't understand that they thought they'd ordered an appetizer that was really an entree, and it was all good, and it was, they were super pleasant and everything was fine. And then at one point towards the end of it, they'd had a bottle of sparkling, and this particular woman was like, well, I don't really need another bottle, I'll just take a like a club soda, why don't we just do that? And I was like, that's great. And I rang it in, and you know, I work at a restaurant where everyone kind of helps with everything, so like a manager had gone to maybe run this drink, and I was like, oh, I'm going out there right now. And he was like, oh, that's probably, I would feel weird going back to that table after, you know, what had happened or something to that effect, where I was like, oh, what are you talking about? And he was like, well, you know who that is, right? And I was like, I don't. So it turns out that I had been waiting on United States Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor for this
Oh my God, that's incredible, Mike.
And I'm sort of glad I had not, in my defense, it was a position, her back was to me. Like I was not looking at her face at all. Like the way the table was positioned, like I was literally just seeing like the back of her head. Uh-huh. I could not believe that I had not recognized her. I literally was like, I'm waiting on like one of like two people that's basically keeping our democracy.
Oh my God.
Like safe, right? Like it was... I was sort of glad that I hadn't known, because I then was like going back over everything I had said at the table of like, oh God, I was told everything was fine. It was all good. But it was a bit jarring as I realized that, yeah, I was waiting on a Supreme Court justice. So, you know, so that was my fun Saturday. But I have to, and I could have started with this. I decided to end with it. Oh my gosh, Vanya, I saw Linda Eder live.
yes.
Yeah. And I texted you about it right afterwards, because I had to like tell you some stuff right away.
Glad.
I have to say, I feel like I said this last week. If anyone here doesn't know who Linda Eder is, go to YouTube right now and look up Vienna and Man of La Mancha. There's so much out there to watch, but those are the two. And we had talked about this last week, where I was like, I'm sure she's not going to do either one of those numbers. She's sung them so many times. We'll get there in like 1 minute. First of all, I will confess, going into it, I was a little bit like, I'm very curious to what an older Linda Eder is going to sound like.
Sure.
I'd never been in the room live, but I've YouTubed the heck out of her, and I have her many of her albums. And she, my original introduction to her was the Jekyll and Hyde concept album. Before Jekyll and Hyde was an actual musical, they made this, you know, a concept album to kind of like put it out in the universe and have the songs out there. I remember like hearing her voice and being like, wow, like this woman's voice is remarkable. And then I remember watching the Rosie O'Donnell show, and Rosie one day was like, I was at a show last night, this woman Linda Eder sang this song called Vienna, it's like 7 minutes long, it's longer than any segment on the show, so one of these days I'm gonna open the show by saying, ladies and gentlemen, Linda Eder, and she's just gonna sing the song for the opening segment, because the opening segment of a talk show is the longest, you know, period of time. And it happened like one day that she was like, ladies and gentlemen, Linda Eder. And she sang this song, Vienna. And I was like, oh my word. Like, just her voice is so magnificent. Anyways, I've been so in love with her for so long. And anyone that knows 54 Below knows what like a beautiful, like intimate, like there's no bad seat there. Like no matter where you're sitting, you feel really close. So I had gotten the bar rail seats, which is where we sat for Katie Finneran.
Yes.
Which I think are the best seats. Cause
I like it too.
It's amazing. And it's, yeah. Anyways, when I say that her voice is as strong and pure as I've ever heard it before. Like, her instrument is so staggering to me. I want to, like, say every song that she's sang. I will say that, like, when the notes started for Someone Like You, which is a Jekyll and Hyde song, and, like, oh, she just sounds so beautiful on it. She sang Gravity, that Sarah Bareilles song.
Oh, my God.
And, like, just, like, was so incredible. She sang I Honestly Love You, kind of like in honor of Olivia Newton-John.
Oh.
She sang a little bit of Coal Miner's Daughter. She was like, I wish I knew this whole song. They did a piece of it to kind of honor Loretta Lynn. I was sitting at the bar rail next to two people, and I didn't know either one of them, and they didn't know each other. We sort of like individually were like, hey, so what's your history with Linda Eder? And kind of like talking about our loves. And I was like, you know, I don't think she's going to do Vienna. Like, this is such a small space. And it was like a 3-person band that she was with. So when the music began for Vienna, like, it's a very recognizable opening sequence. I didn't cry right away. I made a noise, and the woman next to me kind of smiled and chuckled because they knew that I really wanted to hear this song. The moment she sang, Watching the rain fall
in Vienna.
Literally, tears started streaming down my face. I did not stop crying for the entire, that's like a 6.5 minute cry of just constant, just tears streaming down my face as she sang this song so gorgeously. I can't even describe it. The moment the song is over, you hear,
oh my god, stop it.
And it's Men of La Mancha right into it. I was like, all of my dreams are coming true. It was so incredible. And anyone that knows her rendition of that, and if you go watch it, it's not really, I don't think it's really whistle tone, but she goes into a very high.
Yeah.
And it was so funny because literally, I don't know how she does it. The joke that I've made, I think that this might actually originate with Annabelle, who made this joke first, is that with Linda Etter, she just takes a breath at the start of the song and then never breathes for the entire rest of the song. Her phrasing is so unbelievable. You can't tell when she's taking a breath, but she literally started it. She started the high note. Hit it, stopped, went sing along, and then went back into it without missing a beat, which is hilarious because nobody else can possibly sing along with that moment.
It's hilarious.
And she still does the head tilt and the kind of eyebrow of here, listen to what I'm, it was so magical. It was so magical to be there. And then she ended with, it's Always Chasing Rainbows and then into Somewhere Over the Rainbow. And just the most beautiful, light, pure. So I think I cried at that one too. It was just this beautiful, gorgeous moment. Anyways, if you don't know her voice, please YouTube, look up
her
stuff.
You're in for a treat if you do not.
You're in for a treat. It's just what she does is so amazing. And truly, the woman who was next to me didn't really, barely knew who Linda Etter was, but had come to a concert the week before. And I think she said it was someone like you that she was like, well, now I have to come back next week. If you hear her voice, you know, she's just amazing. So anyways, that was my very, very wonderful, sometimes stressful, but overall, really lovely week that I've had. Starting with that concert has been a great time.
Ugh, I hope she comes to LA. I don't know if she will. Yes. I think she's a New York girl, though, isn't she?
I think she's a New York girl. I think she lives upstate or maybe Long Island, something like that. So I think she's more in New York. But if you ever see a thing for Lindette, just go. Worth it. I'm so happy that I went. So there you go. I could have used that as my dig-in, but I have too many of the things that I want to talk about. So what about you? Anything in particular you're digging this week?
Well, I just want to continue to say I finished Bad Sisters, and it's a ride. I loved it so much, and I kept thinking I'm going to text Mike, but you haven't watched it yet, or maybe you haven't, I don't know.
I haven't, sorry. I haven't. I'm putting in my notes right now. I actually keep a list of TV to watch, and I forgot to put that in it, so I'm putting it in right now.
Put it in because I want to talk to you about it. And in fact, when you start it, tell me I'm going to start it again, because that's how much I liked
it. Okay, cool.
I will
keep you posted.
I also started Reboot, and Adam and I were pissing our pants. We watched we watched two episodes last night. Oh, Mike, there's so many funny, the girl who's the exec, the one, oh my God, it's some of the jokes they make about, she's like, I don't know anything about comedy. They're like, oh, okay, what do you do? I'm the VP of comedy. Okay, great. Yes. I was like, oh God. It's just, there's so many good, the acting's great. And so I'm just echoing Mike's hell yeah.
Love it. So good.
But what I am actually digging this week is traveling, I was able to listen to my own music a little bit more because usually I'm with the kids and we're listening to something about tacos or chicken nuggets. That's the kind of music they like. But I got to listen to the entire album of Brandi Carlile's most recent album, and I can't remember what it's called. Oh my God. Kill
Me
Now.
By the Way, I Forgive You?
No, it's not. It's new.
A newer one. Oh, wait, no, I know that one too.
Maybe if you want to look it up while I tell them about this song.
I'm going to look it up right now. Okay. I definitely own this, and I do love the album.
Oh, it's so good. So I love all the songs. This is not the song that I'm digging right now, but
In These Silent Days.
In These Silent Days. Yes.
Yes.
There's a song called Mama Werewolf.
Yes.
Your mama is a werewolf with long, sharp teeth. I'm up all night when the world should sleep. I curse the darkness when it's killing time. I got a river of fear running through my mind.
It's like, oh, dear sweet Jesus. It is amazing. It basically is like, I'm going to do, as a mother, I'm going to do the best for you. I'm going to be fierce for you. But if at some point my good intentions start to screw you up, then, you know, kill me or whatever. You know, basically, like, I'll hear you.
If my good intentions go running wild, if I cause you pain, my own sweet child, won't you promise me you'll be the one? My silver bullet in the gun.
So I promise, just let me know. But listen to that. It's beautiful. But actually, the song that I'm absolutely obsessed with, and I want to be able to sing it, I need to see her perform it, is Broken Horses.
Tethered in wide open spaces and fields that leave for miles.
Yeah, I knew that. I knew you were going to say that.
You know,
I knew those
right
were the two.
Alley.
Honestly, if I had to choose the two songs you were going to talk about, those would have been the two songs. Yeah,
I love
Broken
them.
Horses. She did that on SNL. I'm almost positive she did.
Oh.
I hope that I'm not remembering wrong. I saw her do it somewhere. Yeah, that song is unbelievably good.
I just, everything in it, the energy, the melodic fucking genius of it, the intensity, her performance, I love it. I love it so much. And so what I was talking to Averyn about it on our trip, and I was like, just listen to the song. It's amazing, amazing. And she's like, oh, yeah, I think she has, isn't her memoir called Broken Horses? And I was like, wait, she has a memoir? How did I miss that? Because I love her, again, so much. And my Audible, I decided, because I'm trying to like cut back on money stuff and everything, trying to just be good. So I canceled Audible, but I still have another month left. And I quickly bought, it's 10 hours, so I'm going to get through it. But I'm listening to it right now. And it is so good. Listen to it. Read her book if you want to read it. But like in the Audible or audiobook form of it, she plays different versions of songs as she's, as she's writing. It's so worth it. I've loved Brandi Carlile since, because I'm from the Pacific Northwest and she's from the Pacific Northwest. And I saw her in a small theater out in Bellingham, Washington back in like 2000. I've seen her about four times at this point in my life, and her and the twins, you know.
Uh-huh.
I just love her so much. I highly recommend the memoir, and I highly recommend that whole album, but also Broken Horses is my fudging favorite. Yes.
Yeah, it's great. Awesome. I love it. I love it. I knew she had a book, and I keep meaning to check it out, because she was on, like, I think she was on Fresh Air a while back talking about it. But yeah, I would love to. I will now, I think, officially listen to it, because that sounds amazing.
Yes. Yes, do. Trust me. It's good.
So I love that you kind of had like because I have a series of three too that's going to end with my official one. One is that I do want to give a shout out to the Kevin Can F Himself finale.
Oh.
That series is over. I don't even know that I'm not even saying like watch the series, but like I've been waiting for a thing to happen that they did in the finale. And okay. I was like, okay, that it felt very satisfying that like, I don't think this really spoils anything, but you know, like the basis of the show was that it's in this sitcom world. And then every once in a while, like the character would bust out into, suddenly you would see the reality of it. It would become a drama and you would see the reality of this woman's situation and what she's going through.
Right.
But the one thing that had never happened was for the Kevin character to also come into the dramatic world. Because you knew that when that happened, you were going to see the reality of his character. And so the way that they did it, I thought was very satisfying. I don't know. I guess I just wish the series had been a little bit tighter in general. But I'm glad that they got to have their finale. I'm glad they got to go and have an ending. So that I wanted to mention that. I also haven't mentioned the fact that Amazing Race is back. And I just love the Amazing
Race
so much. Yeah, it's only like three episodes in. Maybe. I think only three. I'm sure you can watch it somewhere. So like, you know, watch the Amazing Race, everyone.
I will.
You know, I still have a dream. I still have a dream of us doing that someday.
I
of
think
us
we
being
should.
On the Amazing Race.
I'm
think we'd be
start
a really good
weights.
Team. Okay,
and working
get
on my joints so I can run in the fields and up mountains and all the things that they do.
Yeah. So I love that. I love that's back. But it all is overshadowed by a performance that I saw last week. Cate Blanchett in the movie Tar. Have you heard anything about this movie?
No, I don't know anything
about it. It was a big deal at, maybe it was Toronto. It's played a couple of festivals, and like the advance, like the word of mouth on her performance has been, listen, I've seen not a single other female performance that's kind of like considered, I will say going to the movies right now is so fun because all the trailers are for my movies. Like they're all for like the films that I'm so excited for. Cate Blanchett's going to win the Academy Award.
Really?
Like, I don't think there's any way, like, what she does is like staggering. It's a film. The basis of the film is about this woman who is a world famous conductor. And it literally, the film's like 2.5 hours long, which sounds very long. And I will say in the last bit, I was kind of like, I'm ready for this to wrap up now. I think we can come to a conclusion. Uh-huh. It's fascinating though. Literally 90 minutes into it, I was like, oh, I think I know what this movie's going to be about, which is hilarious that it takes that long, because they don't give you any, they're just like character moments, scenes, character moments. It's so interestingly constructed. I really did like the film. Oh, it's the director that directed Little Children, the movie that ruined your life.
Dios mío.
This movie's nothing like
traumatized,
that.
Traumatized, guys. I went on a date with Mike.
Yes.
I went on a Mike date. Mike was on a date, and I went.
I was
with him.
Vanya came along.
Not a blind date, a first date, right?
It was a first date, I think.
Sorry,
yeah,
other guy.
Anyways, don't let that keep you from seeing this film. It's very worth seeing, and Cate Blanchett truly, like, it is a sensational performance. So that's what I'm most. Cate Blanchett in Tar is incredible.
And you saw it in the movie theater. You saw her on the big
screen. I did. It was really funny. I got cut at the restaurant. Like, we weren't very busy on like Thursday, I want to say, and I got done at like 6:30, and I'm like, well, I'm hungry, and I went and got some food, and then I just sort of got on my phone. I'm like, oh, that movie Tar starts in 25 minutes uptown. I should get on a train. So it was very last minute. Just went out and saw it. Knew very little about it. Thoroughly recommend it. Yeah, I think it's only on the big screen. I don't think that it's streaming anywhere yet.
I like that. I want to see things in the theater.
And it does make a difference. Like, to sit there in a dark room and, like, you can't look at your phone. You can't, like, you have to, like, focus on the film in front of you. I think that helps the experience, particularly in this film, because it's such an unusual journey. And, it's not... There are moments that play like a murder mystery, and I'm not saying there's a murder in it, but like there are moments, it plays like an almost a whodunit, but you don't know what they've done.
Oh.
If that makes any sense. I definitely recommend seeing it. I enjoyed it quite a bit.
Okay. Yes, sir.
My do without is kind of silly, and it's just that there is a particular racer on The Amazing Race who has a very bad attitude, and I think that you shouldn't go on the. She's just like, I don't want to be here anymore. I just want to go home. And I'm like, then go home. Like, why? Don't act. You're on The Amazing Race.
Yeah.
Like, that's all. I can just do without. I was so annoyed watching her.
Yeah, you're not
I'm
a
like,
big
there are
brother.
Who would, like,
or so,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Amazing Race is like an uplifting reality series,
right.
Not like a. Like, they're looking for
like
the
drama. she has a kind of hard time with one challenge and is like, my arm hurts. I'm just like, oh, you go, then go home. The people that want to be on, like, there are so many people that would love to be on this program. Yeah. So that's right. Bad attitudes. That's what I could do with those.
Mine's dumb too. You want to hear it?
Yes.
Okay. So my kid has this electronic thing, toy thing that needs to be taken care of. And I forget, I think they're called like Tamagotchi. I think do you remember? They're originally from the 90s, and they're like these little circular... electronic things, and you have to keep it alive. And here's the thing. I take care of myself, maybe. I take care of both of my children, my husband, my dog. And now when Amelia goes to school, I have to take care of this goddamn Tamagotchi. So all I'm, because she's like, Mom, it can't die. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to kill this. I'm like, why, God? Why? Because if you don't take care of it, it dies. And then you have to reset it. And then it gets a new name. And then my daughter will freak out. So here's the thing. I did kill it. And I was just like, I can't feed this thing. I'm like, well, what do you have to do to feed it? She's like, shake it a little. Rocket. I'm like, oh, honey, I didn't sign up for this. Like, it's either the Tamagotchi or the dog. Which one's gonna go? Because I will kill either one of them right in front of you. I'm just kidding. I would never. Obviously, dog. I would give the dog away. But you know what I mean. It can't be both. So that's what I could do without. It's some bullshit. Mm-mm. No,
that
no.
is hilarious. Mm-mm. Yeah. Go ahead and do without that. I think that's a fine thing to do without. So we didn't talk about our topic, but I kind of chose it. And I think it's pretty easy, and we're kind of running long, so we can you know, just say one or two things about it. But because you've been going to quite a few weddings lately, I was just thinking about weddings. Like, I was thinking about weddings that I've attended. I will say that, like, my friend Claire, who we've talked about on this before, who was over last night, is getting married in San Diego next summer, and it can't happen fast enough.
I know.
I'm so excited to, like, go to a wedding, because I tend to go to weddings where I don't know anybody,
right?
Or I know, like, one person. So the idea of being at a wedding, because it's going to be a bunch of us that I know there, and I'm so excited to, like, be at this festivity with people.
It's really fun to dance with your friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm excited for that. I was thinking about my friend Shasta's wedding, which was on Catalina Island, and, like, what an event that was. Patrick and I spent 6 nights in various places in California, and 2 of them were in Catalina Island, and such a beautiful location. And, like, for her wedding, she had, like, a fajita bar, which for me is, like, that's all, like, perfect. Like, what is better than that?
Nothing.
And I was thinking about my friend Jill, who I'm not in contact with anymore, but, like, she got married at the Brooklyn Botanical Garden, and, like, they rented, like, the entire, and it was so fancy. Like, you, like, walked in, and there was, like, a table of champagne and then you, like, walked through, like, the woods, which aren't really woods, obviously, and like there's like a little amphitheater, and then the wedding ceremony was like, do you want to get married? Yeah, we're married, bye. And then we like just like it was all party, like it was all just like reception.
So fun.
And I don't know, just sort of like weddings. And I, you know, it's I've said this before to you, and it, you know, woulda coulda shoulda, like one of my biggest regrets is that I didn't go to your wedding. Like I wish that I would have been there. Like we were very good friends at the time, but you obviously hadn't moved to New York yet. I do think that New York is kind of what, like, cemented our soulmate status. So it's one of those retrospect things where, like, gosh, I wish I would have been at your wedding. But anyways, I don't know. Like, any wedding things that that pop into your head?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, going to my friend Betsy's wedding and then now this wedding, I love love, and I love just the spectacle of it. I was thinking about this, you know, they end every comedy, like Shakespeare's, you end a comedy with a wedding. You know it's a comedy if it ends with a wedding. You know it's a tragedy if you end with a funeral. And it's these moments, these ritualistic moments where we all come together to celebrate and sort of to, like, put all of our collective energy on these people. And I just think there's something so special about it. And I love the performance aspect of it as well. Yeah, you know, I mean, I love my wedding, but I also was thinking this next year is going to be 20 years I'll be married. 20 years. That's a long time. Wow. I remember thinking, maybe it was like, my grandparents, it couldn't have been because they were married much longer, but I'm thinking, God, they're old. You know, like having an anniversary and you're like, dang, that's a long time to be married. It is. But you know what I really want to do this year, so you will get to go to a second wedding of mine. I think I'm going to throw us another, like a recommitment thing. I don't know what it to be called that, but I'm going to totally steal that idea. I'm going to have a fajita bar. I want to recommit to my husband because we were so young and, you know, we loved each other and we also, like, were really wanted to bang each other. It was like but we've grown so much over the years, and I think it would be really special and also kind of like important if we could be vulnerable and talk in front of people about why we're together and why we're committing again to the next 20 years or whatever. Or maybe we'll get divorced this year. I don't know. No, I'm just kidding. But I actually, I even want to do like some fun, like fun, but couples counseling. Like we've never done that before. We're in a good space, but I feel like we're older now and we communicate differently. Sometimes we don't communicate at all because of the kids, you know. I just want to honor the team that we have. And so, yeah. So call it a second wedding. I don't know. I'm up for a different title of it. I don't want it to be called like a recommitment. But you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
We'll workshop it.
We'll workshop. But I want it to be super fun. I want to dance. And I want it to also, I want to be present. And I want to have witnesses to commit again.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love it. I'd love to be able to go to your wedding.
Yay!
So
I'm really just doing it for you, Mike.
I'm RSVPing, yes, and it might just be me. I love it. Do you have anything random to share?
I will say, and remind me if I've talked about this before, but have you heard about the app Libby? Because I'm quitting Audible. So most places, most libraries, there's an app that connects to your library card, and it's called Libby, L-I-B-B-Y, and you can rent or check out Kindle books and also audiobooks. There's not like a huge, but like, for example, I was going to get, you can get bossy pants right now. I just checked to see.
Fun.
But you know, there's some books, especially the celebrity books, you want to hear read by the person who wrote it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just want to throw that out there. If anyone's getting a little, you know, if they don't want to spend $15 for their Audible every month, maybe try Libby. Or do it in addition.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. It's awesome.
Yeah, I'll check that out.
I love a library.
I have a few things. I mean, so one thing, we kind of talked about this. So you can watch Steakland on Peacock,
The
Peacock app. You can watch, if anyone that wants to check out me as a...
That was the best text I ever got. This week from Mike.
Yeah, it's like... Yeah, 90 seconds of commercials, and then it's Peacock. Oh, yeah, and I totally, Vanya, I won't reveal anything, but, like, Vanya has an intimate moment on it that I kind of forgotten happened.
Yeah, and it was a hilarious text message. I was like, yep, yes, sir.
And it's such a beautifully filmed movie. Like, the cinematography, I looked up the DP, and I don't have his name in front of me now, but, like, it's so beautifully filmed. Like, it literally, when I say it looks like $1 million, it looks like more than a $1 million. And it was not $1 million. Like, the budget for this film was not.
No.
Anyway, so it's gorgeous. I just wanted to take a moment to, you know, my Aunt Carol passed away this week a few days ago. And it was my cousin Billy's mom. And you know Billy. She's just, I don't know what to say about her other than it sounds reductive to call her a sweet lady. But she was such a sweet lady. Like, she was such a... caring, like, I keep saying sweet because she was just such a beautiful soul, like that kind of person who, even when she was laughing, kind of like had tears in her eyes a little bit, she was just such like an open, warm soul. And so I wanted to take a moment to acknowledge her. I hadn't seen her in so long, but, you know, still have a lot of love for her. And I know what my cousins are going through, and I know how rough it is. So just sending out love to all of them.
Me too.
And then, and then to end on, you know, a happier note, I'm seeing Into the Woods again tonight.
Oh my God.
Which I definitely didn't think would happen, but thanks, Annabelle. We're going to go see Into the Woods, and I'm going to get to see the newer cast, and maybe Gavin Curl will be in this time. I'll let you know. So I'll have more of that to talk about next week. So I'm very excited for that.
Sounds great.
Vanya, it's always lovely to talk to you.
You too, Mike. I love you.
I love you tons, and I'm really excited to go to your wedding.
Yeah.
Thanks to everyone for listening.
Bye.
We'll be back next week. Bye.
Yeah, we will.
Thank you for listening to Mike and Vanya Can't Not. Episodes arrive on Thursday, so don't forget to subscribe if you want to be a part of this journey. Mike Jensen, that's me, is also the co-creator and co-host of We Couldn't Help But Wonder, A Journey Through Sex and the City, alongside Elise Castle. You can also follow him, me, at MikeJensen77. Vanya Arslanian is the co-creator and co-host of Rom Crime with Avrin and Vanya, alongside Avrin Mackey. Follow them at Rom Crime. You can follow this podcast on Instagram at Mike and Vanya Can't Not with a whole lot of underscores, and email us at MikeandVanyaCan'tNot@gmail. We're also on Twitter. Why? No one knows. But you can follow us there at Mike and Vanya. We'll be back next week. Oh, I just started this scary music playing that I had. This is the spooky music. Oh, I didn't say that I had spooky music in my bathroom. I had a spooky bathroom last night. Can you hear that? I had black lights and it was a spooky bathroom, so going to the bathroom was terrifying.